value of geoinformation in disaster and risk management is a crucial issue because, on the one hand, natural and man-made disasters cause heavy losses worldwide. And this is an increasing trend. This is also an economical issue, and there are a lot of comprehensive reports, for example, from the World Bank and from the United Nations, which provide the respective figures. On the other hand, the scientific and technical community, which is developing and providing and creating and doing research on geoinformation, is of course convinced that a lot of types of geoinformation, for example damage maps, risk maps, vulnerability maps, can support efforts in tackling this problem of disasters. A decisive question is, how come both these issues together? What is the difference you can make with applying geoinformation in disaster and risk management? And it was the major issue of this valid study to tackle this question. There are mainly two types of value. One type is using geoinformation on the distribution and severity of damage which has occurred already in the case of a disaster, because by this kind of information you can support the logistics efforts of all these forces which are active in disaster response and humanitarian aid and so on. So by this kind of geoinformation you can make their work more efficient. And the other type of information is geoinformation, let's say, in terms of risk maps, in terms of vulnerability maps, hazard maps and so on, which help to improve preventive strategies, mitigation strategies. In between both of these types of information, we have the early warning systems, which can also have a very decisive role in diminishing the damage and the losses which will be caused when the disaster strikes.
What is the target audience for this report?
The target audience is, I think, the same as the audience of UNSPIDER as a program, because UNSPIDER has the mandate to bridge the gap between, in the end, users and providers of space-based information in disaster and risk management. And the valid report will be useful for users because it shows them what is the impact, what is the efficiency, what are the effects you can expect from applying certain types of geoinformation to certain issues in disaster management. And it's likewise useful for the providers to know which products we are providing have the most impact. And it will also be useful for the providers to know what technical features of our product are assessed as most critical. So it's very interesting to see in our report that benefit appraisals from end users and non-end users are mostly differing from each other. So this is also a knowledge gap which can be closed between these two communities.